This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen. New True Niagen Pro contains a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, which is a vital resource used every day to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. NAD is critical for energy and cellular repair and supports muscle function. But as we age, NAD has been found to decline up to 50%. True Niagen Pro is clinically proven to safely increase NAD levels, caring for your cells to help you age better and live better. True Niagen Pro is only available through healthcare practitioners. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com to get yours.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got lots to talk about this weekend, and we invite your phone calls. You can participate. You can call us with questions related to overall health, medicine, nutrition, medical breakthroughs. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question. 877-726-TALK. And, of course, we got lots to talk about. It's been a busy week on the medical front. We got plenty of stories to share with you. Some of the updates that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about what are the outcomes in kids who have ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. We now have drugs that can save them from the terrible symptoms of these diseases, but ultimately, do they suffer health problems later on? And we're going to look at an amazing study that suggests that medical students who are raised on screens, yeah, they're constantly peering into a device, may lack the physical skills that are required for surgery. 877-726-8255 is our number. Also, we're going to take a deep dive this hour on the subject of one of my favorite nutrients, which is nicotinamide riboside. Nicotinamide riboside is a precursor to NADH, and I believe it's one of the most promising supplements of the decade. We'll find out more about it later in the program. 877-726-8255. But let's get started with, I think, a very significant article, because hypertension affects, well, at least half of Americans over a certain age, whether the cutoff is 50, 55, or 60. You see a very high percentage of people taking blood pressure medications. And recently, they've moved the goalposts on blood pressure reduction. The new criteria for hypertension include people who were previously diagnosed as borderline blood pressure. Borderline blood pressure would be something in the area of 130 over 80 plus. Anything above 130 over 80 is thought to constitute what is now referred to as stage 1 hypertension. 130 over 80 to 139 over 89. But in the position paper that advanced those guidelines, buried within the long, detailed text, is the recommendation that people with stage 1 hypertension be simply treated with lifestyle, with diet and exercise. But unfortunately, a lot of doctors interpret these guidelines to mean that, hey, this person's got high blood pressure. And maybe on the basis of white coat syndrome in the office, they're often prescribed meds. Well, this study actually looks at people with higher blood pressure than that. It's a review of over 38,000 people with mild hypertension. And in this particular study, the folks would now be considered to have stage 2 hypertension, which is a sustained blood pressure of 140 over 90 to 159 over 99. Well, that is a red light that prompts them to immediately prescribe blood pressure medication. So let's see what happens when we look at 38,000 individuals who are low risk. Let's emphasize that. They're low risk. They've not had a stroke. They've not had enlarged hearts, kidney disease. They've not suffered a heart attack. They're not poised on the brink of a serious event. They're just ordinary folks who might check into a doctor's office and a relatively low risk for cardiovascular disease. What difference does it make to put them on blood pressure medication? And by the way, that covers a lot of people, because these days we treat high blood pressure as an isolated phenomenon. Even if there's nothing else going wrong with you, they say it's the silent killer, so it's got to be treated very aggressively. Well, here's what happens. In this study of 38,000 low-risk patients with mild hypertension, there was no evidence of a benefit from antihypertensive treatment on either the risk of dying or the risk of subsequent cardiovascular events. That would be the need for bypass or stents, heart attacks, or cardiovascular deaths. But there was evidence that treatment was associated with harms. In this study, there was an increased risk of adverse events such as episodes of low blood pressure, weak and woozy, sometimes outright fainting. And also, while blood pressure medication is supposed to protect the kidneys, if you overdo it on blood pressure medication, you can also cause, as this study found, acute kidney injury. Not enough blood gets to the kidneys, and the kidneys get damaged. So in the words of the authors of this study, these findings suggest that physicians should be cautious when initiating treatment in low-risk patients with mild hypertension, particularly because such an approach may affect millions of individuals with little evidence of benefit. And you better believe it, that there are probably tens of millions of people who fit this criteria. And the problem with blood pressure is that a lot of folks who really need blood pressure medication are getting it, or if they get it, they don't take it because they don't like the side effects. And there are also a lot of people who have been unnecessarily treated with blood pressure medication, causing all kinds of problems. But what the study also suggests is that blood pressure isn't in and of itself the, quote, silent killer. Yeah, it can be a problem, but blood pressure is often associated with other risk factors for cardiovascular disease and death, such as diabetes, overweight, sedentary lifestyle, crappy diets. And therefore, we should marshal all our resources in this country not to provide people with more meds, but to initiate lifestyle changes to get people to optimize their blood pressure in a more natural way, because the drugs aren't making a difference, according to this big study. And here's another companion study. American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology, report in a study that home blood pressure monitoring is the best way to get patients to get their blood pressure under control. In this study, use of home blood pressure monitoring, not just based on doctor's visits, because many of the patients who come to our office, they got to fight for traffic to get to my office in Manhattan. There's a long commute. There's a lot of frustration. They're worried about being late. They're worried about getting bad news from me, the doctor. They're just plain scared when the blood pressure cuff goes on and they have white coat hypertension. So when blood pressure is high in a medical setting, but not in everyday life, people can sometimes unnecessarily get blood pressure medication. And therefore, home blood pressure monitoring is probably the best way to ascertain whether people really need medication. And based on this study, 86% of those patients who did home blood pressure monitoring had successful blood pressure control. Our number, 877-726-825. By the way, these devices, they're accurate, they're cheap, they're idiot-proof, and you can determine for yourself whether your blood pressure is high, but merely because it's a little borderline does not necessarily mean that you're a candidate for aggressive blood pressure lowering with blood pressure medication. And by the way, I'm not suggesting that people with hypertension abandon their drugs, but we got to be a little more selective about who we put medications onto. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions, and we invite you to call us. This is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend, and our number, 877-726-8255. We're taking your phone calls. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got a call from Tom in Connecticut. Welcome.
Yes, hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'd like to ask you a question. Can you tell me, there's an NMN product, the beta-nicotinamide mononucleotide. Can you tell me the effectiveness of that compared to the nicotinamide riboside?
Well, you can hear a lot more about nicotinamide riboside later in the program today, because we're going to interview really one of the top researchers on the subject, Dr. Charles Brenner, who's actually chair and head of biochemistry at the University of Iowa. And he's the discoverer of NR, nicotinamide riboside, as a vitamin, so we'll have a lot to say on it. But how did you find out about NMN, nicotinamide mononucleotide? How did that come to your attention? Tom, are you there? Well, I guess Tom just posed his question and hung up. So NMN is being promoted as an alternative or as a superior product to nicotinamide riboside. And we get some questions about that from time to time because it's sort of a one-upsmanship vis-a-vis nicotinamide riboside, which I think is the real deal when it comes to energy support and anti-aging. But if you actually look at the molecule, NMN is very similar to NR. It's just that NMN has a little phosphate group attached to it. So when it comes down to it, nicotinamide riboside is actually a vitamin, and NMN is not. Nicotinamide riboside is required to sustain healthy living. NMN is not really a form of vitamin B3. And there are no clinical trials that actually show that it does what it's supposed to do, which is to increase NAD in humans, which is the goal of nicotinamide riboside. NR, or nicotinamide riboside, has been shown to enter the cell. NMN can't. It has to be converted. And that conversion step is more difficult with NMN. It makes NAD in three steps, and NR requires only two steps. It's a rather inefficient process to make the NAD. If you could do something in two steps, You'd rather do it in two steps rather than in three steps. Nicotinamide riboside has published human clinical studies, quite a few now, and even more are underway. And so far, NMN has none. The only trial in humans are for nicotinamide riboside. NMN has only had published trials in mice and rats. So, while it may show some promise in rodents, there's nothing that shows that there's a carryover to humans. Also, NMN is mostly studied by injection. So when you inject rats with something and then you offer humans a pill, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work. Nicotinamide riboside can be taken orally. And it's actually been shown to increase NAD, which is an energy compound within the cell, by up to 60%. And there's nothing that shows that NMN delivers comparable benefits. So in terms of safety, nicotinamide riboside has FDA safety notifications, and NMN so far has none. So it definitely, NR, nicotinamide riboside, has a more proven track record, and I think is a superior product. So there you have it. Tom's not with us, so thanks for your call, Tom. All right, this side of, I work a lot with patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, and we try vis-a-vis diet and supplements and probiotics and various means to minimize their requirement for medication. Here's a study that shows why that's really important. Headline, kids with IBD, inflammatory bowel disease, that's ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, face higher death risks as adults in spite of taking these powerful new breakthrough medications, and there are many of them, immunomodulators and biologics. Well, they help relieve symptoms and may avoid the necessity to undertake a colectomy, lose your large intestine. But these powerful new medications have not cut the risk of dying. And this is based on a 50-year follow-up analysis. Children diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease had triple the risk of death as adults compared with members of the general population, according to Swedish investigators. They published this in the medical journal Gastroenterology. And the suggestion is that because of the immunosuppression, they may be more prone to adult cancers, immune problems, and other health issues. This is why it's of utmost importance to work in a holistic fashion with patients with inflammatory bowel disease. We can't completely rely on the medications to produce long-term good results. And particularly concerning when kids develop this problem, as adults, they may suffer triple the risk of death in spite of the medications they take. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. We invite your questions on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And this item, headline, medical students raised on screens lack skills for surgery. Well, you know that I, like many of you, was raised without screens, and then I had to adapt myself to the new technology. But many younger individuals enter medical school completely enveloped by the screen world virtually since infancy. They've been manipulating objects on a flat surface and spending a lot of time doing that and less time in the real world. So a leading surgeon has weighed in saying that lack of hobbies and creativity in schools has affected children's practical abilities, and that's carrying over to the skills of medical students who want to become surgeons. They say that new medical students have spent so much time on screens that they lack vital practical skills necessary to conduct life-saving operations. Roger Kneebone, well, that's a great name for a surgeon. Roger Kneebone. I wonder if he's an orthopedist. Professor of surgical education at Imperial College in London said that a decline in hands-on creative subjects at school and practical hobbies at home means that students often do not have a basic understanding of the physical world. When I was in medical school, you could actually tell the surgeons or the students who were going to opt for surgical careers, because all during these lectures, they'd be tying knots at their desks, practicing their manual dexterity. But now, robotic surgery devices do it for you. And with a click of a button and the move of a mouse, you can actually perform delicate surgery. In fact, you can do it remotely. You don't even have to get up out of bed. You can wake up and boot up your computer. And in an operating room hundreds of miles away, the surgery can actually be performed. It's amazing. One guy I remember in our medical school class, he had had actually a career prior to going to medical school as a car mechanic. He drove an incredible souped up hot rod to medical school. And subsequently, I met him years later. He had a fantastic career as a surgeon because he had great hands. He was a fix-it guy. And there's an article in the New England Journal of Medicine just this week, I think, comparing open surgery versus robotic surgery, you know, traditional surgery with the scalpel and sutures versus robotic surgery for cervical cancer. And the outcomes, somewhat disconcertingly, because they do a lot of robotic surgery for cervical cancer these days, the outcomes were better with open surgery. So this doctor, Dr. Kneebone, says partly it stops students being aware in three dimensions of what's going on around them because their focus is much narrower. But it also takes away that physical understanding that you get by actually touching things and doing things, he told the BBC Radio Live. That has to be done in the real world with real stuff. So it's incredibly important these days when there's a lot of temptation to just use a digital babysitter with kids. Just give them a iPad, give them a phone to play with, that you limit their screen time because they actually need to interact with the physical world. They need to build stuff out of Legos and blocks and move around in three dimensions and obtain manual dexterity, not just to click and touch icons, but to actually move physical objects in space. Otherwise, we as a civilization, not just in the medical field and surgery, but we as a civilization are going to decline in our abilities and our intelligence. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. Stay tuned because really looking forward to this. We're going to do a deep dive on a subject that I consider of great importance. It's a supplement that I believe is a candidate for supplement of the decade. It's nicotinamide riboside. We're going to find out all about it when we return. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And now we're going to do a deep dive on a subject that I think is of utmost importance. It's about a breakthrough supplement called nicotinamide riboside. With us is Dr. Charles Brenner, who's chair and head of biochemistry at the University of Iowa. He is the discoverer of nicotinamide riboside, or NR, as we'll call it for short. Dr. Brenner is the world's leading expert on NAD metabolism, and he's published more than 50 articles in scientific literature in the NAD metabolism space. And so, without further ado, here's Dr. Brenner. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
So happy to be with you.
It's my pleasure to have you here because, well, I'm a big fan of nicotinamide riboside. And can you explain to our listeners in lay terms, because you're a chair and head of biochemistry at University of Iowa. I must admit that was one of my least favorite subjects, but I wish I'd paid more attention to it because now, 35 years hence, I really need my biochemistry to understand these pathways.
Well, you know, all of this metabolism is quietly happening in the background, which allows every single organ system to function. You know, people think of metabolism as the conversion of our food into, you know, into energy, into being able to move our muscles and breathe and have our lungs function, our muscles contract, and, you know, it's not just conversion of food into energy, but it's actually the function of every different organ system: the brain, muscle, liver, heart, the gonads. And everything depends upon metabolic transformations. And there's four compounds that are at the center of it all. We call the four of them collectively NAD, but there's actually NAD plus, NADH, NADP plus, and NADPH. And it turns out that as central as they are to metabolic transformations, they're actually challenged or even under attack in a lot of conditions of metabolic stress.
What about aging itself? Is there a decline in NAD production just associated with the normal process of aging, wear and tear?
Yeah, there's extensive reports of decline of NAD in aging, and we're struck by how episodic it can be in conditions of metabolic stress. Like, we've looked at obesity and type 2 diabetes in mice, and chemotherapeutic nerve injury in rats, and central brain injury, heart failure, and DNA damage. These are in model systems in which, you know, we're studying the NAD system. And we really find that NAD is under attack in these conditions. And the reason why NR is so restorative is that it restores the catalyst that all of these tissues need to function.
Okay, well, when we say nicotinamide riboside, it sounds a little like ordinary vitamin B3. Why won't just take you know, vitamin B3 is about $12 a bottle. You can get 500 milligram capsules on the cheap. Why not just resort to a cheaper precursor? Is it going to do the job?
To some degree, but the difference between the two classical B3s, which are nicotinamide and nicotinic acid, which is also called niacin, and NR, the one that our group reported in 2004, and you know, just to be totally clear about it and transparent about it, we didn't discover nicotinamide riboside, but we discovered it's a vitamin for eukaryotic systems, including people. It was a little-known compound that was thought to have a pathway in bacteria, right?
And for our listening audience, a vitamin means that it's essential. I mean, because like other stuff that's not essential is not really considered a true vitamin, correct?
Conditionally essential, yeah. So there's conditions in which you essentially need more of it. And the difference between the three vitamins, NR, nicotinamide, and niacin, basically has to do with the genes. So the genes to convert nicotinic acid or tryptophan, which is another inefficient NAD precursor, into NAD are not turned on in all cells and tissues. So you can't make NAD from tryptophan or nicotinic acid in neurons, right? And brain health, as you know, is, you know, key to all of our health. So nicotinamide riboside is made available by the nicotinamide riboside kinase genes, which Pavel Biagnovsky and I discovered in 2004. And it turns out these genes get ramped up when tissues are under metabolic stress. So when NAD is in decline, the NRK genes get turned up. And then because NR is orally available, if you're taking NR when your tissue is under metabolic stress, you can replete or you can sort of fill up your NAD tank through NR more efficiently than with the other forms of vitamin B3.
You know, we had a caller earlier, Tom from Connecticut, who and you were on the line, but he asked if NMN, which is being touted as a you know, an alternative or a superior form of precursor, is equivalent to nicotinamide riboside. What's the story on that?
It's funny. So what a cell does is a cell takes NR, turns it into NMN, and then it turns it into NAD, NADH, NAP, NADPH. So some people thought, hey, we're going to be clever and we're going to, you know, we're going to bypass the NRK pathway and we're going to give people NMN. But we've done the experiments and so have several other groups. And NMN actually has to get the phosphate off.
Right.
It's converted to NR and then the NR goes into cells. So there's really
it's an extra step. Yeah.
There's no point in a chemist putting the phosphate on NR making NMN because your body's going to take in NMN and convert it into NR.
Right.
So Frank Jack should address this with NAD. We actually eat NAD. So when you eat whole foods with a small W and a small F, you're getting NAD, but the NAD is being broken down
right.
into these vitamin precursors that can get built back up.
So you can't really,
our
in the past there were some supplements that were, I remember back in the 90s we had something called Enata, which was NAD, but that just gets broken down and digested. It's not a good delivery form of that nutrient to make NAD in the body, correct?
Yeah, it's not the most evidence-based way to do it. And, you know, when we eat stuff that has NAD in it, it's our microbiome that kind of, you know, figures out how much NR, nicotinamide, or nicotinic acid is going to be available. So the only way, and you can't drink enough milk, so we reported that NR is in milk back in 2004, and we quantified that more recently with our technology. But you can't, I mean, there would be hundreds of liters of milk compared to what is in a capsule.
So what about, there's this thing called the sirtuin pathway, and that has to do with anti-aging. So the way I explain it to people simplistically is that NAD is an energy thing. Great, okay, you could get more energy, and energy is important for everything in the body. But also there's this anti-aging dimension which has something to do with the sirtuins, and they can be triggered by caloric restriction. That's not a lot of fun. Resveratrol has some props for restoring sirtuin levels. What about NR?
Well, the resveratrol thing was reported to activate SIRT1, but it turns out when you dig deeper, you know, resveratrol is one of these nice polyphenols. It does a lot of, you know, things, tweaks a lot of things a little, but it does not directly activate SIRT1. That's basically been dispelled. But sirtuins need NAD. Everyone agrees on that. There's classes of enzymes that depend on NAD, and they actually consume and turn over NAD. So when we have calcium regulating processes, when sirtuins are activating and modifying gene expression for sort of youthful metabolism, and when PARP is doing DNA repair, all of those processes actually churn NAD, and they demand an NAD precursor. And then, you know, we've essentially shown that nicotinamide riboside is the most efficient and valuable of the NAD precursors.
Now, sometimes something works well in rodents, or, you know, it works well in humans, but it's impractical because really to get the effective dose, you got to take, 24 tablets a day. And, you know, that could cost you, you know, thousands of dollars a year. What have you done to demonstrate that the modest doses that people take in over-the-counter products actually are doing some good?
Yeah, well, it's been done in placebo-controlled trials now. So I've been involved in trials that looked at doses from 100 milligrams one time up to, 2 grams a day for, I think it was 12 weeks. And there's dose-dependent increases in NAD from oral nicotinamide riboside. Kind of consensus is 250 or 300 milligrams a day is a good starting dose, and that would be, taking that amount in
the morning. I personally take 300 twice daily.
Yeah, and I'm not going to actually share, what my dose is. You're an MD, I'm a PhD, so I'm not going to make, health recommendations to people.
Right.
But people will talk to other users and say, here's what I felt at 300, here's what I felt when I went from 300 once a day to 300 twice a day. And, you start hearing more reports of better sleep and, better stamina and resilience to metabolic stress, which is really what nicotinamide riboside is all about.
Now, what fascinates me about nicotinamide riboside is that there's a lot of studies underway about its application to various diseases. We know it's a nutritional supplement, so we can't say that it's a medicine, that it's fights this or that or the other medical condition. But where's some of the research going with this? You're probably aware of many centers that are now undertaking research.
Yeah, essentially everybody, all the human clinical trialists read the animal literature, and one of the technologies that we developed is called quantitative targeted NAD metabolomics, and basically it allows us, it's an omic system that allows us to tell whether the NAD system is disturbed. Mm-hmm. Whether it's disturbed, if the NAD system is fine, there's probably not a specific indication for NR in that disease. But we've seen it heart failure. Mm-hmm. We've seen in different kinds of neurodegeneration, including central brain injury. Some folks at Cornell showed noise-induced hearing loss. Mm. And, so damaged nerves, damaged muscle and heart, overfed liver, so a fat mouse and a type 2 diabetic mouse, mm-hmm. has a very severe decline in this molecule called NADPH, which then you have this inflammatory condition that takes over the animal. So these are the diseases and conditions in which NR is being tested. We're a real safety-based company. As you know, I'm the chief scientific advisor for Chromadex, which is the exclusive mm-hmm. developer of
the
nicotinamide riboside technologies, right?
Yeah.
So I'm 100% employee of University of Iowa, but the IP was developed, was from Dartmouth College, and it was exclusively licensed by Chromadex to make these true Niagen products. And we're very safety conscious. So says on this pretty blue bottle, not intended to treat a disease or condition, but based upon the research that has been done, there's a lot of human research that is being done to see whether we can help, for example, women undergoing cancer chemotherapy to you know, survive the treatment without the horrible side effects of chemo. And there's a lot of more clinical trials that will be done in the future.
Okay, well, you know, I'm tremendously excited about this. It's really a pleasure and an honor to have you on board, because you really can be termed the father of modern NR research. And we really appreciate your efforts on behalf of getting the word out about this exciting nutrient. Nicotinamide riboside, Chromadex makes it. It's available under the True Niagen brand name. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.